this is something we've been looking forward to for years. The last lander did a touchdown in 2008. That wasn't designed to move around. This thing is far, far more capable than Spirit and Opportunity, which landed back in 2004.
The rover this morning, what do we know about it? It's very high-tech, isn't it?
Yes, it's a huge step forward, and there is so much crammed into it, and it is huge. This thing is the size of a Mini Cooper, much bigger than the previous rovers, and that's meant lots of changes. Firstly, it can't rely on solar panels for its power, because it just needs far more power than solar panels could provide. And especially, you've got to remember that out at Mars, you're further away from the sun than you are when you're at the distance of Earth, so they're less effective anyway. So it's nuclear-powered, but that does mean, though, that once the energy from its nuclear battery, as it were, dies down, then that's it. That is the end of the mission, and there's no way of carrying on, which is, of course, the advantage of solar panels.
So while it's on there, what are they hoping to realise about the planet?
Well, this is still a continuing part of the follow the water concept, because we know that you can take away all kinds of criteria for life, but water pretty much is a must. And so if you find a place where there's water, then there is a good chance that you may find signs of past or even more exciting present forms of life. I mean, we're not talking about little green men here, but microbes and bacteria possibilities. That's why they've targeted it at Gale Crater, and specifically at the foot of this 18,000-foot Mount Sharp, on the grounds that here's a place where the water may have flowed down the hill, and down at the bottom there's a better chance of finding it than out on the Martian plain.